Christmas just a wonderful time of the year. You know, I've recently realized that it's one of the highest celebratory seasons of the year for Christians around the world. It's one day, one very special day that we can set aside from the world and reflect on and worship the person and work of Jesus Christ. You know, over the past few years, it's been difficult to get the family together with long distances and busy schedules. You know, time just flies by pretty soon. 3 years have gone by. But recently, a medical issue has kind of rearranged my priorities a little bit, so I've come out here to snowy Colorado to surprise my daughter Diane and her two kids for Christmas. Now, I hope I can find her coffee shop somewhere because I want to be with my family this Christmas. Now, where might that coffee shop be? Oh! Well, here it is, right here.
Welcome to the Daily Grind. My mom will be right with you. Mom, another customer. I forgot to lock the door and we closed again.
Well, technically, I'm not really a customer.
Grandpa Joe, what are you doing here?
Well, Christmas, of course. And is that any way to greet your grandfather?
I haven't seen you in forever. I'm so glad you came. This will be a real family Christmas.
Well, that's the plan.
You came for my favorite holiday. Christmas is just wonderful.
It is full of wonder, isn't it? And I imagine that it's been wonderful ever since the very first Christmas.
And when was that again?
Avery. You should know the answer to that. Oh, we've got a lot of work to do. the very first Christmas was the birth of Jesus. Like I got here just in time. What can I do to help?
Will you really help me?
I sure will.
You can do all the tall stuff that I can't reach.
Okay.
But first, take this box and put it over there. We don't need it.
Oh. What's in here?
Just some old junk Mom found in the attic. Nothing important.
Well, this isn't old junk. These decorations belonged to your grandmother. I wonder how your mother ended up with them.
Oh, sorry. I do kind of like the angels and the nativity. But watch out, the holly branches fill up thorns.
Thanks for that advice. You know, we have a lot of memories wrapped up in these decorations. Avery, did you know that each of these decorations symbolize something and, well, they have a deeper meaning to them?
Because it reminds you of a different part of the Christmas story?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So now when I look at these, you know, I stop and I think, I didn't pay much attention to them a long time ago, but boy, now they mean an awful lot to me.
I don't think I'll ever look at a box of Christmas decorations the same way again.
I think that's the point, isn't it? You know, I just didn't pay attention to them a long time ago, but Avery, they mean so much to me now.
Surprise.
Santa's gonna help me decorate the shop.
But Dad, why didn't you call?
It was a last-minute decision, really. And besides, I didn't want to add any stress of, you know, extra planning and getting things together.
Well, I just wish I could have warned you that we have been really busy at the shop with all the tourists in town, and I just don't know how much free time I'm going to have this week.
You know what? I completely understand. And we can just save our celebrating until you take the day off for Christmas.
Well, that's what I mean. I would have warned you if you had called. I'm just not sure I'm going to be able to close the shop for the holiday. Things have just been really difficult this year.
So you're telling me that you can't take the day off for Christmas?
I just don't want you to be disappointed.
It's okay. It's all right. I'll be fine either way.
Just don't be disappointed, please.
I certainly am.
Hey, Mom, what's for dinner?
Who is this man? This can't be Garrett.
Grandpa Joe.
Hey. Oh, it's good to see you.
Mom didn't tell me you were coming.
Well, Mom didn't know.
Will you go to this boat with me?
I possibly could, yeah.
You could give me some pointers like you used to with Mom.
I don't think that's such a good idea.
Well, but I'm getting really good.
He thinks he's going to the Olympics like Mom. Like that'll ever happen.
I am going to be in the Olympics, Squirt. Especially if I had a trainer like you, Grandpa Joe.
No, Garrett. Grandpa did not come here to coach your team.
But he was your coach.
That's enough. It's not happening.
Fine.
Not now. Garrett, come talk to me about that.
Someone's in trouble. Hey, Grandpa, did you bring us any gifts for Christmas?
Oh, man. You get right down to business, don't you?
Well, technically, you missed last year. You can even get us two.
Two?
But no pressure. We don't really expect it.
Well, that's good. But I did, in fact, come bearing gifts.
Really? Do you have them with you now?
Whoa! Rein it back, Nellie. Listen. You're going to have to wait until Christmas Day.
Okay, fine. You need something for Garrett, too. Definitely ski-related.
Oh, definitely.
I think giving gifts is my favorite Christmas tradition. Is that a Bible one, too?
Well, it sure is. What you're talking about are the gifts of the Magi. And that's right there in the Christmas story.
You mean those wise men? I knew that one.
Well, good for you. That's right. The wise men, they traveled a long, long distance following a star to see and worship Jesus. And they brought him very precious gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh that spoke of the character of Jesus and the work that he would do.
With gladness, men of old, divine guide.
Christmas?
I appreciate it, Dad. I do, but I've got to be honest with you, okay? I'm just not up for a big Christmas celebration right now. The rush at the resort has been overwhelming, and it's just not a good time.
Well, I was hoping that we could at least have Christmas dinner together.
I don't know.
But we have to eat.
Well, that settles it. Leave it up to me. I'll even do the cooking.
Oh, boy, that means it'll taste really good.
What's that supposed to mean? Stop hiding under the counter.
Mom, can you please have a special Christmas dinner? I'll have Grandpa, too. Please?
Fine. I'll close the shop early, and we can have a nice family dinner. But I still don't understand why this meal is so important.
Because God loves feasts.
Excuse me?
Grandpa's been explaining to me how God loves holidays.
Yeah.
He has.
Uh-huh. And almost all of God's holidays, or holy days, that God has created for his people are feasts. Didn't Grandpa teach you that when you were my age?
No, honey. Actually, he didn't. Okay, so is that why this meal is so important? Because of your new religious involvement?
Well, it's important to me for a number of reasons.
Okay, so why would God make eating a central part of holidays and celebrations?
Well, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked, because it shows God's provision and his blessings and his goodness. And our gathering around the table as a family represents the togetherness and fellowship that we share as the family of God.
But the food is only one part.
That's right. You remember well. Every holiday is also a day of rest, which includes celebrations and worship and prayer. And all of this is meant to remind us of who God is and to know his presence in our daily lives. Now, you might say that it's kind of a foretaste of heaven.
That sounds lovely.
It does, doesn't it? And that's because in his presence is joy and fellowship and abundance. And in his presence is rest.
Thank you. at his side all are blessed, rich abundance in favor he gives every guest. None will hunger or thirst, none can want or despair in his presence. Sheltered and covered, born by his gaze, armored and nourished, fed by his grace. See how he guides you, faithful and strong, going before you, leading you on. In his presence is rest, at his side all are blessed, rich abundance in favor he gives.
Mom, you'll never guess what Connor scored for us.
What? What is it?
Free lift tickets for Eagle Top.
Oh, no way. How did he get those?
His dad's work, and they're for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Oh, Garrett, that's hours away, so he'll be gone pretty much all of Christmas weekend.
Yeah, but this is a big deal, and it's not like I'm really missing anything here.
I don't know, buddy.
Garrett, it's Christmas. We were hoping to spend it together as a family.
Well, I mean, I guess that wouldn't be the first Christmas ruined by skiing.
Just think about it, Mom, because I need to let Connor know ASAP. I gotta get back to practice. I'll see you later.
Okay, all right.
Surely he could go another time. You need to remind him that the holidays are meant for families.
Really, Dad? You know, that's funny. I don't remember that being a big priority when I was growing up.
Diane, I know. You're right. It's one of the biggest regrets of my life. I was so focused on your career that I got things all mixed up. And part of the reason I came here was to apologize to you.
It's fine, Dad. Don't beat yourself up about it.
Well, I do owe you an apology, and I aim to make it right.
I said it's fine.
Grandpa, I'm really confused. I looked up the biblical feasts, and they forgot Christmas. They had the Passover, Feast of Unleavened Bread, Trumpets, Day of Atonement, Tabernacles, but no Christmas. How could they possibly forget Christmas?
They didn't forget Christmas. It just hadn't happened yet.
So when did everybody start celebrating Christmas?
Well, all those feasts that you just mentioned and more are all laid out in the Old Testament. And some commemorated historical events like God leading his children out of bondage in Egypt. And others like the Day of Atonement hold a very special spiritual significance for God's people.
Still waiting on Christmas.
Okay, well, all those things, the feasts and everything that made them, all pointed to the coming Messiah. Christmas is when he came.
And why is he called Messiah again?
Okay, well, Messiah means anointed. And Jesus is our anointed deliverer and savior.
And he's saving us from
sin. Jesus died on the cross and took our penalty. He paid it in full. He rose again from the dead and promised that all who believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Wow. That sounds pretty unbelievable.
Well, Grandpa believes it.
I do. Since the death and resurrection of Jesus, Christians have been celebrating holidays like Christmas and Resurrection Day to honor and commemorate the person and work of Jesus Christ. And, you know, it's to remind us today of all that he did. And it's a time for this generation to teach the next the story of the Messiah.
And they use the same tradition from the Bible feast, food, family, and even decoration.
That's right. You're so smart. Each of these holidays is a time for us to teach the story of Jesus to everyone around us.
Children, can you truly tell?
Look, I get it, all right? I do. But the last thing I need right now is a parenting lecture from you.
I'm just trying to help. You know, I've learned and grown so much over the past year, and Dan, I just don't want you to make the same mistakes with your kids that I made.
Mistakes? Okay, so my parenting is just a bunch of mistakes?
No, that's not what I meant.
You know what? I am so glad that you found peace in this new religious experience that you had, but I can't live my life to make you happy. I tried that before, didn't I, Dad? It didn't turn out well, did it? No, in fact, I was very miserable, and I cannot handle this extra pressure right now.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to add extra pressure to you.
I know, but this was a mistake. I'm sorry. Dad, I'm sorry. Okay, it's nice that you're here. It is, but I've changed my mind, okay? You and Avery can go out and get Christmas dinner somewhere and maybe call it a grandpa-granddaughter date or whatever, but I'm going to stay here and keep the shop open for Christmas, and I'm going to tell Garrett that he can go skiing if he really wants to, and I'm so sorry if that lets you down too much again.
Honey, you haven't let me down at all. I'm content just being here and seeing you.
I have to finish inventory.
Heavenly Father, I need your wisdom. I just don't have the words to say. Please, help me.
Are you talking to God?
Oh, you startled me. Yes, yes, I'm talking to God. I'm praying. And, you know, I've made quite a habit of that lately.
Did you and Mom have an argument?
No, not really. It's more of a misunderstanding.
I'm glad that's all. I saw her crying over the coffee supplies, and I thought the shop was closing.
No. Nothing like that. No, we just have a couple of things we have to work out.
Does it involve skiing? Is that why she doesn't ski anymore? I found pictures of you together at the Olympics, and they were stuffed in a box with a bronze medal. She would barely talk about it.
Garrett, that was my fault. Your mother had a tremendous gift for skiing. I saw that right away. You know what? It was my dream to go to the Olympics. Missed the mark by that much. But I knew your mother could go all the way.
I want to do the same thing. It's a family tradition.
Indeed it is. It is. The problem was back then that I was obsessed with your mother's career and, well, quite frankly, I just pushed her too hard. And after one very grueling day of training, she fell and she hurt her knee. And that one horrible injury ended her career.
She never told me any of that. It explains a lot.
Well, your mother has had to endure many, many difficult trials.
I know. Especially since losing Dad and Grandma so close together. Mm.
Those were the darkest days of all.
Is that why you came this year? To help her feel better for the holidays?
Garrett, I came here because God led me here. And I believe He wants me to share the miracle and the joy of Christmas with all of you. You know, it's something that I've only recently discovered myself.
But don't you find it hard to celebrate and be happy on holidays without Grandma? I know Mom does.
Oh, I know she does, and I do too. And the holidays bring a flood of memories, both joyful and painful. But you know, when I reflect on God, I stop and I think, I can retrace His goodness.
What do you mean?
Well, Christmas reminds me of all the things that He's done. The prophecies fulfilled, the miracles that actually happened and the promises he made and he kept. And any despair, sadness that may creep into my life is very quickly replaced with the hope and joy of knowing that the same God that did all those things in the past is the very same one that's leading me today.
Joe Keller, but I'm having a hard time. It's kind of urgent.
Well, he's probably not getting great cell phone reception up here. He's my dad, and we're in the mountains, but he's not around right now.
Okay, well, I need to update him on some tests we ran recently. Our office is closed the rest of this week, but I really need to speak with him.
Well, I'm not sure when he's going to be back. Can I take a message, or is it just something you can share with him?
Well, actually, he has you listed here as someone with whom I can share his medical information.
He has me listed?
Yes, and if you can just tell him, things are looking a little better than the last time we spoke. I received these new test results, and though his condition is still terminal, it's looking more like a matter of months, not weeks. I should never have said weeks. That was premature. I know it's still hard, but I wanted him to have at least some good news for the holiday. Hello?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Doctor. I'll let him know.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and your family. You all are in our prayers.
Yeah. Why didn't you just tell me?
I'll ever get used to all that snow out there.
Mom, Grandma took me to find a tree, and we got the best smelling one I could find. I'm going to go find the rest of the decorations in the back.
I'm so sorry we got back so late, but that child of yours had to smell every tree in the lot.
Look, Dad, I've changed my mind, okay? I want to have a big Christmas celebration with you.
You do?
Yes, I do, and I'm sorry that I've been so cold and so mean and just awful to you, but listen, I'm going to close the shop early, okay? And we'll cook a nice big dinner and we'll spend all weekend together. I'm just really glad to have you with me.
Oh, so glad to be here. But, how did you find out?
The doctor called, and he said something about you. Test results that show that you have months instead of weeks, and I guess that he thought that I knew. And
Diane, I am so, so sorry. I meant to tell you. I really did, but I didn't know how.
No, Dad, I'm sorry. You know, it's funny. No, it's not funny. It's horrible how you can just take something for granted until you're threatened with losing it. And in this one phone call, I realized how much I love you and I still need you.
No, honey, I love you too. And those wonderful kids of yours.
I just can't imagine what you're going through right now, but now it makes sense. I mean, I know why you're here, and I know why it's so important. You want to have a happy Christmas with your family.
Well, that's not the only reason that I'm here.
What do you mean?
Well, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I want nothing more than to have a wonderful and happy Christmas with all of you. I want a chance to make right all the past holidays that I got wrong. But I'm here for another, even more important reason. I'm here to share Jesus with you and the hope and trust and forgiveness that comes in trusting Him as your Savior. Honey, I know my time is short. But believe me, this is the most important thing I can do.
Look, Dad, you don't need to be worried about me, okay? I'm going to get things squared away with God at some point, okay? I know that I have so many things that I need to make right, but, I mean, you should be thinking of you and thinking of all the things that you've always wanted to do and going out and doing them before you...
Before I die?
I'm sorry, that sounded so bleak.
Oh, no, it's not bleak at all. My home, my future, is in heaven. And you know what? It means I get to see your mother again and truly be at peace and rest. I have that joy because Jesus died on the cross and took my sins. No, I have many. And I have hope in eternity because He rose again and conquered death.
I'm so glad that you have that hope, Dad.
You can too. You can. Diane, Jesus offers you salvation too. Listen, he came down from heaven to earth and He died for you. But He's alive today and He's waiting for you. Please, please accept Him as your Savior, because today, right now, is the day of salvation.
You know, Dad, you're a different person. You really are, and I see this amazing hope that's in you. Mm. And I want to know more about your Savior.
Amen. Listen, have a seat. We'll talk, and we'll pray about this.
I may even need some coaching.
I hope that turns out a little better than the last time.
But whatever you need, what can I do for you?
I need your help sharing Jesus with the kids.
Oh, you know, we're both going to need God's help with that. But what a privilege, right, for one generation to declare the name of Jesus to the next. Oh.
Mom, Grandpa, just like
no, let me tell them. I've decided that I'm not going to go on the ski trip. I'd rather spend Christmas here with all of you.
Are you sure, Derek?
Yeah, I'll have plenty of other chances to go skiing. And I think Christmas should be special.
Oh, I agree.
We were out Christmas shopping, and we couldn't figure out what to get Grandpa. Old people are really hard to buy for. I told Garrett that probably staying for Christmas would be the best gift we could give him. Wasn't I right, Grandpa?
Oh, you're right. You are right. And since we're giving gifts a little bit early, I have one hidden away here. Garrett?
For me?
That's for you.
Lift tickets for Eagle Top? No way.
They're for a couple of days after Christmas, all right? So, anyway, I figured that it was time that your old grandpa gave you those pointers you've been asking for.
Wait, hold on.
What?
I think we should make it a whole family affair.
Really, Mom?
Yeah.
This will be the best Christmas ever.
I think you might be right, honey. You know why? Because I finally know that I'm celebrating.
Do you mean Jesus?
Yes, she does. She does mean Jesus. And we do have something that we can celebrate together. Something that truly brings joy and togetherness and fellowship and peace. We can celebrate the Savior.
Well, we want to thank you for coming tonight. You know, this is not the greatest weather night that we've had in the last month. And we were talking this morning how all the weather people had a piece of advice today. Stay home. But I'm so grateful that you decided to ignore that advice and come out, because what you've seen is the most important message of all eternity. You could not be tonight in any place that's more important than right here. You know, I want to thank Brother Joseph. And, you know, I think about how ministry continues at Calvary Memorial Church. Brother Benny passed that torch to Brother Joseph. And he committed it to a faithful man as he had been faithful. And so the ministry of the choir continues, and we're so thankful for that. We're thankful for Laura. We're thankful for the choir members. It's said and it's true. They start working on this shortly after Labor Day. Gail comes home and she says, well, we're working on the cantata. And so for these months, that's what they've been doing. And they've done it, as Brother Benny said, not to entertain anyone tonight, but to convey the message, the most important message of all eternity. I thought the kids, the song that they sang, Do You Know the Story? Do you know the story? It's a critical question, because you know the story. You know it. You've known it from your youth. You've known it since you were a child. You've known it since you were in programs just exactly like you've seen tonight. And because you know the story, it brings a question that I want to read to you. It's a question that Pilate asked. He asked it at the trial of the Lord Jesus Christ. And his question was this: what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? Do you know the story? Yes, you do. You know how he came into the world? Just as the Bible had prophesied through all of the Old Testament and all of the sacrifices. One of my favorite Christmas verses is found in Genesis chapter 22 and verse 8, where Isaac, as Abraham was there on Mount Moriah, Isaac looks around and he says, well, we've got the fire, we've got the wood, where's the lamb? Where's the lamb? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. And he did. That's why the Lord Jesus was born in Bethlehem's manger, to go to the cross of Calvary and die for your sin and my sin. Take our sin upon himself and shed his blood that we might have life. That's the story. Do you know the story? Yes, you do know the story. So what then are you going to do with Jesus, who is called Christ? Are you going to believe the message? Are you going to go on in your rebellion? Go on in your own way. A way that may seem right. The Bible says your way is the way of death. You can trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior tonight. Right where you are. The message, all the gospel that is necessary to be preached has been preached here tonight. In word and in song. If we know him, we need to celebrate him. We need to celebrate his birth. We need to celebrate his person, his work on the cross of Calvary. And look forward in anticipation to his soon coming. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for the message that has gone forth tonight. We thank you for the choir. Thank you for Brother Joseph. And we thank you for the actors. for Dave and Lydia and Samantha and AJ. We thank you for the word of God that has gone forth. The simple message of salvation. A message that's so simple that even a little child can understand it. And Father, if there's anyone here tonight who is lost, we pray that they would stop being childish. And we pray that they would become childlike and humble their hearts before you. And come with haste as the shepherds did and believe the message of the cross of Calvary. We pray that you would keep us safely as we travel home and part us with your blessing. And we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen.